This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good montage there, previewing some of the things we'll talk about later today. Trump's health, Alabama embarrassed or getting embarrassed by Indiana. I am all in on Indiana and the Hurricanes. So
how could you not be at this point?
And
right
Ole Miss,
now?
You know, I mean, I covered the Hurricanes back in the day. And so I've during the Jimmy Johnson era,
it was something else. How much fun did you have?
Oh man, it was ridiculously fun. It really was.
While you were covering it, how much did you know about what was going on?
Oh, we knew a lot of what was going on. I mean, I'll tell you what, there wasn't that much bad stuff going on. People thought that was the case. It really wasn't. There was the Pell Grant scandal. That was kind of before I got there. But, I mean, Notre Dame was doing more of that stuff than Miami was. I'm telling you that. But they
not Notre Dame. Nothing ever goes on at Notre Dame.
Practice sessions, which they sometimes would let us watch their practice sessions. And if you thought they taunted during the regular games, you ought to see when they did it to each other.
That was practice.
When the offense would get like a touchdown, they'd all start doing the sirens, like, woo, because they bring out, you have to hose down the defensive backs because they got burned so bad. Oh, I mean, they'd have fights. I called going into their locker room the most exciting 2 minutes in sports because they had, and it's good to see them back because this is the first time they've been back on the national stage since 2022 when they beat Ohio State. And the penalty flag came out about a week and a half later, and they lost that game. So when they got the interception against who did they just beat to get the interception? Georgia? No, Ohio State.
Yeah, they beat Ohio State.
Ohio State. I'm texting my buddy down who went to the University of Miami, and I said, flag hasn't fallen yet. I was waiting for a flag to fall on that play, but it didn't. So the world is back where it should be. You got Miami going for it, but Indiana. I mean, what a story. We'll talk about that later. But it is New Year's Day, or January 2nd.
Close enough.
You know, what are the two things you think of when you think of January? I think of, you put it to me in the notes this morning, New Year's resolutions.
Of course.
I'm not a New Year's resolution guy. I figure if I need to watch my diet, why do I only have to do it on New Year's, on the first day of the year? And so I'm not a New Year's resolution guy. I used to be a dry January guy. And now, I did it a couple months, so I said, well, I guess I'm not an alcoholic. I might be, but I'm not. So I don't do that anymore because we usually go away in January to Florida. So, you're not going to go to Florida and not have a couple cocktails. So are you a dry – well, you probably don't drink hardly at all. Do you drink at all?
I drink a little bit.
Yeah, you got kids.
Yeah, I don't drink enough to ever need to be dry. It's, if I am drinking, it's one, maybe two, but usually just one, and I'm good. I'm the kind who, I like some alcoholic drinks. I don't love any alcoholic drinks, really.
Yeah, there's like I said, we went to Porterhouse, and in Porterhouse, I always get a dry martini.
New Year's Eve Porterhouse?
New Year's Eve Porterhouse. Yep. Yeah, I went to Porterhouse. But anytime I go to the Porterhouse, I get a martini. I get a dry Kettle One martini with two olives and the cream cheese olives or whatever they give you. So it's just pure vodka is all it is. So those are really good. Also really dangerous. One is really good. Two's a lot of fun. Three usually involves the authorities.
Get the Uber.
Yeah. It's usually going to involve the authorities. But it is New Year's Day. And so the second day, January 2nd. And your idea was maybe we should come up with some New Year's resolutions for prominent Minnesotans.
Yeah, help some folks out.
You got some? Did you list some up?
I've got a couple, but actually, so one of yours was almost the same as mine.
Mike Lindell's?
Mike Lindell's. Just do your thing, Mike. Keep going, Mike. Keep selling the pillow.
Keep
do your deal, and hopefully we'll never have to worry about you taking over any sort of public office because you're just doing
your thing. Just you be you.
Yeah.
Because that those
be
of us...
Be goofy, Mike. That's fine.
Those of us that are Democrats know you will... Our state's not that crazy. I mean, Scott Jensen was nowhere near as crazy as Mike Lindell, and he was just swatted aside.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some level of reasonableness still in Minnesota. So go ahead, Mike. I'm good for that. So that's one of mine.
Yeah. Another one I had was for the twins, Derek Falvey and now Tom Pohl had one of the thing. Please... Resolve to invest in a bullpen.
Yes.
Resolve to do anything right now, other than the first baseman. And you know,
I would
let's
say,
go start.
I would
moving.
Say resolve to either try to win, which means spending some money.
That's fair.
Or sell it to somebody who will. You know, it is. It's. I read a great story in The Athletic a couple of years ago where everyone was saying, "Oh, isn't it great how the Tampa Bay Rays play? They're cheap. They don't pay their players. They still get in the play." And some guy really goes, "No, no, we shouldn't be encouraging that. It's a professional sport, okay? If you should have guys like the guy that owns the Mets spent a ton of it. Didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. But you would have that. Another one I had was, and this is for Tim Walz, quit." Just taking the blame for all this fraud because it's not just his fault. I looked it up. I looked up the Feeding Our Future.
Yeah.
Okay. Feeding Our Future kept getting turned down by the Department of Education for their grants. The Department of Education is an executive branch department that's under Walz. They kept saying, you've got a shady history. They had a shady history before COVID hit. Shady history. They kept turning them down, saying no. They sued, and a judge says you have to give it to them. How is that Tim Walz' fault? How is that his fault where they sued and the court said you've got to give them their grants? I mean, it's just not. It's somebody's fault for all this stuff, and there may be instances where it is Tim Walz' fault. But he doesn't ever get up and explain this and say, why is this my fault? I mean, we weren't, the department over which I, you know, the department wasn't giving them to them. They sued because they said we were discriminating because they were Somali. You have to give it to them. This judge says we do it. And then they went crazy. And then, and they only got up to what, $240 million? That's hardly anything now, right? Also, if you read about today, we're going to talk about this a little later, the stuff that's coming out of Medicaid that's helping the child care. All the Medicaid fraud that's going on.
Yes.
You know who controls Medicaid? It's mostly the feds.
Hmm.
It's the feds and the state is much less. It's almost all the Fed money. So Donald Trump and everybody else in the feds are blaming Tim Walz when the feds should be the ones policing it. That is a true statement. Go look it up. But so all I'm saying is somebody should be the blame, but it's like they think Walz is like a king. Just because Trump acts like a king, Walz is not a king. He doesn't control every single thing that happens. Yes, has he probably done some things wrong? Did they let some stuff go? I'm willing to take criticism on Walz if it's legitimate, but it's just dumped on him. And you go read about this. I don't know what he could have done to prevent it. So that's my other one. Tim Walz, start defending yourself when you can.
Okay,
and
that's a good one.
And I haven't seen that. Do you have any more?
Oh, I have to think about what else I wrote down right now, and it's not in front of me. You had one more on there, didn't you?
No, I had Tom Pohlad. I had Mike Lindell.
Okay,
I had Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez.
That's right, yeah.
Something we're going to talk about today, because there's a lot of news about the Wolves and Lynx getting a new arena. Kaylee Herr says, you got to come to St. Paul.
Come on!
And we're going to end at the 12:35 hour. We're going to interview Bill Baxley, an architect who submitted a model just to the Wolves, said, hey, you could move it over here. We could put a building next to it. Maybe you'd be interested in that. So it seems like it's going up. And by the way, I did do a little researching, and it looks like A-Rod and Lori have said they're willing to privately finance it. That doesn't mean that they maybe not be looking for some tax breaks or these tax increments.
Sure, they would.
You know,
be.
There's something that they probably want from the state or the city. But if they could get a little bidding war between St. Paul and Minneapolis, that would be good for them. they could sit back and go, hey,
yeah,
you know, which one of you wants us more? We know that that happened back in the day. And when Norm Coleman built the X, now known as Grand Casino Arena. So that's another one that I saw as well. So, yeah, so a lot of – I don't want to do a resolution for me, but I'll be happy to tell other people how to do it.
I'll make one for Chad Hartman.
Okay.
Chad Hartman, resolve to take even more days off this year. We don't really need you around here. That's fine.
How much vacation time do you guys get? Is that that's I probably shouldn't discuss.
It varies by person to person.
It does.
I mean, the leader, and it's not even close. The leader in the clubhouse, Susie Jones, she gets about 9 months.
Yeah,
nine months of vacation every year.
You know, I mean, I'm 65, and I got to tell you, I take a lot of days off too, much to my chagrin, because you know we work on billable hours, man.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, it's the beauty of being a lawyer like I am is I kind of control my own schedule. If you don't do enough billable hours, then at the end of the year, there's no money.
So, that's a problem.
So that's a problem. You got to do that. When we come back, MTV shutting down their all music channels in UK. But this is just, I think, for us. This is an excuse for me to talk about some of my favorite music videos. Because
good.
The music video genre is, I can't imagine, remember the last time I turned on and watched. Apparently, there's still channels you can watch music videos. Is that right?
You could find them if you work hard enough. I mean, YouTube, you can still find them
everywhere.
Yes,
well, that's
on
what I did. I went and saw all my favorites. We'll talk about that when we come back here on 830 WCCO. Korzanowski in for Hartman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Before we get to MTV, I got a thing here. Someone says, oh, spare me. Timmy is the CEO of the state. Any CEO would be forced out for these failures of leadership under their watch. That is such a stupid comment. He is not the CEO of the state. He is. I'll name and address this to you again. Anybody, if you were in junior high school, you might have realized this. There are three branches of the government. Okay, there is the executive branch, over which Tim, and I say that I would talked about that. The Department of Education is under Tim Walz. Tim Walz can't tell the legislature what to do, and he can't tell the judiciary what to do. And the judiciary is who said they had to fund the feeding our future. He does not control the judiciary. He does not control the legislative branch. So cut the CEO crap out. That's an idiotic comment. That's not at all. If I specifically said if something is going on within the executive branch, that is Tim Walz's issue. He doesn't control the he doesn't control the judiciary, and he doesn't control the legislative branch. I mean, I learned that in seventh grade. Some people don't learn it now. So anyway, those comments just make me ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. They just want to dump everything on one guy. They have no facts to base it on. So that's the way it is. MTV, it started in 1979. The first video that they played was, ironically, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. The 1979, we can all remember that song. Video Killed the Radio Star. Not a particularly great tune. And the video is kind of eclectic if you see it. But I guess I didn't know that MTV still has video stations playing deep in the cable world that is there. You know, they certainly have their reality show when they did. What was that? What's their reality show where they get everybody in the one room?
Real World?
Real World.
Oh, that goes way back. Oh,
well, and the Dave Chappelle knockoff on that is is ridiculous.
Yes.
It is about as racist as you get.
Yep. That's
all I'm going to say. But Dave Chappelle's doing it. It's beyond funny. But I got to thinking when I was in college, you know, which was in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, that was when MTV just hit the, you know, just was hitting TV.
Mm-hmm.
It started in I think 81. And now they're kind of, you know, they haven't really been, I don't think I've seen a station, a video, a music video on an MTV station in years.
Ever since they killed, what is it, Total Request Live, that was on mid-afternoons when I would get home from school and middle school and high school, and they'd play the top 10 videos of the day with Carson Daly.
And like on the 70s, like I have a Sirius radio, so you have the 70s, 80s, and 90s channels, which is what I like listening to. And, you know, the 70s, they have the set, they have DJs, the old MTV DJs for the 70s.
The VJs, yeah.
The VJs, yeah, they have them on there.
They were stars.
They're still out there. But so I thought I would think about, and I would recommend that you guys, I've got a list of my favorite video, what are the music videos? Number, I'm not even going to put these in order. These are just five that came to mind without me even thinking about it. And today, this morning, I went and looked them up and actually watched them again to remember if they were as good as I thought. I didn't rewatch Thriller. That's one of them. That's like 8 minutes long. That's like a short film.
That's an opus. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing. But it's, you know, it's as you would expect from, and it's one of my favorites. It's a classic, but it's really, it's too professionally done to really be what I consider to be the original videos. The music videos were kind of, you know, off, you know, weren't really thought out. They were kind of, and that's why my favorite one is the Rolling Stones, Waiting on a Friend. And so the opening line is, here I am standing in a doorway, and guess what he's doing in the music video? Sitting in the doorbell. They're not trying to make this thing any different than what the words actually say. And he says he's talking about girls going by, and so a couple girls walk by, and he's sitting there, and guess who's the first friend that appears?
Keith?
Keith Richard, working a smoke. And I got to tell you, back in the day when I smoked, if you watch this video and see how much Keith Richards is enjoying that smoke, man, that is, I remember those days. It's just so good. And he's still smoking them, and he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he was just on with Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel playing some tune on his guitar. It was incredible. He was some Stones tune on his guitar. So he walks up. Then they walk down the street. They go into a bar, and guess who's waiting for them there? They're friends. Charlie Watts and Ronnie Woods are sitting there.
Of course.
And they go, and then they start playing.
Why not?
So that and Mick is singing the whole way till the end of the song, and then when he gets done, it's over. So that's really how the beginning of these music videos were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was – I still love to watch it. I mean, and, you know, and they're pretty young, and Mick is – I mean, Mick is so charismatic. It's just – it's fantastic. My second – another one I really love – this was maybe the best one to mix together the coolness factor, some production value, but is Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love.
Oh, with the models. Yeah.
One, the song is ridiculously cool.
He's kind of doing the sway and dance with the guitars.
I mean, he epitomizes cool.
Yes.
I mean, and he's basically singing about this woman. And she goes, you know, you're addicted to me. There's mm-hmm. nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's an arrogant song. You know, you are addicted to me. And that's what he's singing that. Meanwhile, you got these five beautiful women all look exactly the same.
Yep.
They're playing instruments. They got the red lipsticks. No, they're just moving in a way that is cool. And they have no facial expression. I think that's the top. That's the top of the top. One, it's a great song. Two, it's cool. And I actually saw somebody on Twitter tweeted out when he did it on a Tonight Show, you know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of, you know, it's easy to reproduce. You just, you know, get yeah. some girls there. One time, my wife and I were in Australia visiting our daughter who went to school there. And we went to this bar, and the waitresses all looked exactly like that. They were wearing those same outfits, and they acted like they were in that video.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. At least that's what it looked like to me when they did it. We're running out of time, but one more. Well, then B-52's Love Shack. That's got something else. They drive up to the Love Shack, and what's going on in that Love Shack isn't like they're having sex or anything. It's like you just go there to party, and there's this old guy dancing like crazy. There's a woman in a bathtub. In a bubble bath, they're making martinis for. There's a guy running around in his pajamas. And, of course, the B-52s are just going crazy. And then, of course, she does the famous line, which I talked about last week, which she goes, when they stop, they're going bang, bang on the door. Mm-hmm. And she goes, tin roof, rusted. Yeah. That's it. So that's pretty good. And then the final one, and it is, there's no production value in it whatsoever. It is Paul Simon doing You Can Call Me Al. And he goes in with Chevy Chase. And Chevy Chase is like mouthing the words while Paul Simon is playing the instruments.
Okay.
That's it. They're sitting down.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, yeah. It's as plain as it gets, but it's Chevy Chase and Paul Simon.
Okay.
So pretty good stuff. When we come back, we are going to talk with Bill Baxley, who works at the Minneapolis office of Genzer, an architect firm that does design stadiums and arenas. And Mr. Genzer and his firm knew that the Wolves are looking for a new arena, so he put together a model of one. There was an article about it in today's Star Tribune, so we'll talk to Mr. Baxley when we come back here on 830 WCCO. Korzenowski in for Chad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, St. Paul Mayor Kaylee Herr is going to have her inauguration beginning at 1 p.m. today. But she was interviewed recently by one of the local news stations, and she said, you know, I wouldn't mind getting the Lynx and Wolves over here to St. Paul. So that was kind of throwing down the gauntlet. And so I got to thinking that, you know, there's already that Mayor Fry and others say they want to work with Mark Lurie and Alex Rodriguez to try to keep the Wolves in Minneapolis, because Lurie and Rodriguez have kind of said that they will think about or might personally finance it or privately finance it, but that they might not be in Minneapolis. They might take it somewhere else. So I think they're angling to get some action in Minneapolis. And somebody who's been on top of that is architect Bill Baxley, who a couple months ago there was an article about how Bill had put together a model of a new arena, Kitty Corner, to where Target Center is, along with some other development ideas. And so Bill is kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Bill. Or good afternoon.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. So tell me how that came about, that you decided, maybe this is something you do all the time, but I believe your firm kind of specializes in stadiums and arenas and some of that architecture, and then you've done them in the past. But what was the genesis of you saying, you know what, I'm gonna put together a little something, and then what did you do with it once you did?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. You know, it is this really did start out as a little brainstorm in our office. And, you know, I've been a resident of Minneapolis for about 30 years. I'm also a planning commissioner. And, you know, I think we are in such an interesting position with the city kind of post-COVID and the death of George Floyd that, you know, some big thinking, some interesting opportunities. And I know, you know, the Target Center is the second oldest arena in the NBA. It was built both for hockey and basketball, so it's kind of interesting, elongated footprint. And we're like, you know, if we're going to try to keep them here, you know, where's the energy? I think it'd be great to keep it downtown. And we know these, you know, we've been brainstorming about these sites across the street with a parking lot there. You know, we got the Cowles Center, the Masonic Temple, and we got a light rail line. And, you know, so that, you know, historically that's been a great focus of energy for the city, you know, with the Hennepin's Arts District, you got Dana Frank there with First Avenue. Maybe it doesn't have to move far. Maybe if we just plugged it into a place that was, it's pretty tough crime wise. People are always concerned about safety and coming downtown. What if we could, in one fell swoop, kind of get us a new arena, some new energy downtown in a new district. And, so yeah, I have an amazing group of folks in my office. We kind of built this chunk of the city out of some foam core and some hot wire, and decided to see if it would work. You know, we kind of based it on a bowl that we just finished for the Moody Center down in Austin. It's a little small for NBA standards, but what I liked about it was how it depressed itself into the ground. You know, Target Center, the bowl is kind of up, and so you don't get any street activation. So by pressing the bowl down into the ground, you can take that sort of concession area and turn it sort of inside out and make it part of the streetscape. So yeah, it just kind of grew from there. We've had a bunch of folks come by the office to take a peek at it, and it's really about starting big conversations for our city.
Now, did you ever reach out to anyone at the Timberwolves and say, hey, you want to take a look at this?
We're getting there. We've got some folks that are doing some of that back work for us. And gosh, that would be amazing if we could get Mark and Alex to come by the office and make some intros. It'd be good. That's the goal.
You know, I think in reading the story in the paper, one of the things about Target Center is, I don't know why they designed it this way, but it has more seats in the upper level than it does in the lower level. And then you go to the X, and the X has a similar seating capacity, but they stack the decks. So when you're at the X, I've been in the third deck, and you still are so much closer to the action. And 1 year we had two season tickets down in the lower bowl and then two in the upper bowl. And the two in the upper bowl, we were on the front row, and you still were a mile away. I mean, those were not good seats, even in the front row in the upper deck. Where at Williams Arena, if you're on the front row in the second deck, they're great seats. So it's really a poorly designed arena from the start. I mean, it really – and then you're right. You come in, and you got to go upstairs to then go back down into your seats. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. It doesn't service well. You know, I think, you know, another great arena that kind of puts you – as close, you know, Barclays, you know, where the Mets plays, is also a pretty intimate arena where those upper level seats, you really feel close to the action. So again, I think we're just in a great spot to rethink that and see what an entertainment district is all about for our city.
Now, is there a reason why you wouldn't, is the only reason why you put in on a different lot than where Target Center sits is so that the Wolves and Lynx could continue to use Target Center while you're building the new one, and then you could repurpose that? And then the city could repurpose that somewhere else, or is there, or would there be any juice for putting it on the same location?
Well, I think you could. I mean, ultimately, we ended up, you know, U.S. Bank ended up back in the same site as well. I think just in terms of keeping operations going, events, you know, if you can do it without tearing it down, you kind of save that spot. But I think also, you know, that Target Center site is such an interesting position too, as it connects back into North Loop, which is such a growing area for our city. We could really rethink what that connection is to Target Field. You know, right now it's that tenuous little kind of thread, and boy, if we could have a much more integrated public space with some other development opportunities around there, I think that would be also a win-win for sure.
Now, what other arenas have you guys designed?
So we're, we did all the interior work for Chase Center for the Warriors, Moody Center I mentioned for UT, Crypto Arena in LA. We didn't do the arena, but we did the district around the Bucks there at the Deer District. Capital One for the Caps and Wizards. We did a lot of work at Rocket Mortgage for the Cleveland Cavs. And currently really doing some interesting study work for the 76ers there in Philly. You know, originally had kind of a central city downtown plan there. It's kind of migrated to Market East. But also, you know, these things are not just about arenas anymore. It's really about activating entertainment districts for our communities and our cities.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one great one is there's one in Tampa, which is the Tampa Arena. It has got a great area that sits out there right along the river. And, of course, you know, when they have their hockey teams playing, it's still warm there. So it's great. Well, Bill, thanks for joining us, Bill. It was very informative. And as a big Wolves fan, I really like it downtown. I hope it stays downtown. And anything you can do that, that'd be great. Thanks again.
All right, Scott. Thanks very much.
Architect Bill Baxley, who designed a lot of arenas. And by the way, like we said, the new mayor who's going to be sworn in here any minute.
Kaylee Herr,
her quote was, she's going to reach out to see if we can get the Wolves or Lynx over to St. Paul. And I don't think she means in Grand Casino Arena. I mean, no one wants to do that, right?
No. You know,
the sharing of arenas is not something that people want to do anymore, to do it. And why would they? I mean, you don't want their own arena as well, just so you can have all the money for the boxes and all the money that can go with it. So that'd be interesting to see, because, look, I work in Minneapolis. I live closer to St. Paul, so for me, it'd be great. Although I got to say, back when I was going to a lot of Wolves games, I loved it that it was downtown Minneapolis, because I'd go into work, right? At 6 o'clock, you walk down to Lions Pub or one of the places, have dinner, go to the game. The game's over by 10:30. You know, those games, by 9:30, I'm typically home by 10 o'clock. I mean, it's a great thing in the winter to go watch NBA basketball, even when the Wolves stunk. It's kind of why I don't go as many to Twins games, because the summer, you know, there's other stuff to do. If the Twins played in the winter in a dome, I might go to it. Remember that?
Yeah. You don't want to be outside in the summer at Target Field?
No, I'd rather be outside in my boat, frankly, than Target Field.
Well, you don't want to watch Justin Topa try to clean up a game that's 8-2, Twins down in the seventh?
I got to say, as you get older, once you realize that a team is hopeless, like, I just don't waste a lot of time watching them. I do have two exceptions. I mean, I will always watch the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to watch Sunday's game. It's a meaningless game, but I'm going to watch it.
It's Packer week. It's never meaningless.
No, well, it's not meaningless because it sounds like JJ's going to play, right? So I want to see him play. and then the other JJ needs some yards to get 1,000. So there are two storylines going there. And you would think they should be able to do that. We'll talk to Matthew Collar about that. But so you think it would we would be able to get that done. And what, you know, after what was a disastrous end of the Lynx season last season, now they might have to start the new season without their star, Nafisa Collier. We'll talk about that next here at 830-WCCO. Korzenowski in for Hartman. Welcome back. It's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to get a free heat map analysis and insulation estimate to improve comfort and efficiency. Current time, 12:47 p.m. here in Central Standard Time on 830-WCCO. You know, when I was looking back on the main sports stories of 2025 for my Sunday show, by the way, you can hear me on Sunday, 10 to noon here at 830-WCCO, I didn't really do the top moments of the year. I just kind of broke down some of the happenings of the year. And like I said, the best team of the year was obviously the Frost because they won another title. But the team that really should have been there was the Lynx, you know, who the Lynx dominated the WNBA, which expanded their footprint, but they're going to now they're going to have, or no, they did. They had a couple of expansion teams last year. And they really became way more popular on either on TV. And I don't know how I can say this without sounding like I'm a misogynist. It's a sport that I enjoy watching. I enjoy watching women's basketball as much as I enjoy watching men's basketball. In fact, when Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers and some of these other stars and Angel Reese were all in the women's game, the women's NCAA tournament was far more interesting to me than the men's NCAA tournament because, you know, so many of the men's players aren't there. Wemby didn't play any college basketball. I mean, the best young players aren't playing college basketball, you know, for men, but they were women because, you know, they weren't making that much money as pros. And with the NIL came along, and they all started making some of the – I mean, Caitlin Clark has got to be probably, and deservedly so, probably one of the highest paid college players ever, right? Because she's the best known NIL player in history, and she brought it with her to the WNBA. So, and I was really looking forward to the Lynx just rolling to the title, and you know they took care of Golden State pretty easily. They had a great regular season. They were healthy going into. I think they were missing one player, one of their defensive players that they picked up late. But they rolled over Golden State. They rolled over the Mercury in the first game. And then the second game, they're up by 20. And, you know, the WNBA game's a little shorter than the NBA game. It's not 48 minutes. It's 240. It's 20-minute. What is it? They play quarters now. So it's a shorter game. And so 20-point lead is bigger than it even is in the NBA. And they lost that game. And then it all fell apart in game three when they went down there and there was the play that led to this news where Alyssa Thomas, late in the game that was very close, stole the ball from Nafisa Collier. And at the time, their knees hit. And, you know, to me, I think when you're the defensive player and you step in like that and you hit somebody's knee, you don't have to. A foul isn't about having intent to do it. I mean, so to me, that was really I think it was a bad call. I mean, that they didn't call her on a foul. She went down and got it and got a layup, and then Cheryl Reeve lost her. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
She and Cheryl Reeve is a very emotional coach, but that was very unprofessional. It's one thing to get mad if you want to get out there and get a technical, you know, in this one time, but this isn't like when Finch lost it a couple weeks ago when they were playing a team and he woke the Wolves up against the Thunder. It was in the first quarter. You know, in the first quarter, if you get a technical and you get kicked out of the game, so you get two technicals and they're taking two free throws, you know, but when you're giving them two, three, four free throws and there's 25 seconds left in the game and you're down three, you've basically taken whatever chance the Lynx had to come back. And I don't think it was great, but we've all seen crazy things happen in basketball. We've seen teams make up to 8 points in a minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, in 10 seconds, it can just happen with the 3-point shot. And you get a steal here, a steal there. I mean, the Gophers basketball team, remember a couple of weeks ago, they were up 9 with 50 seconds to go and lost, you know, because they just belted down.
Yeah.
And so to me, that really put a – and then so now they lose that game.
And it got Cheryl booted from game
Cheryl
four.
Cheryl booted,
right?
And then unlike Ole Miss, which was fine without its head coach, the Lynx just got buried. They just – but Nafisa was out too. She was hurt.
Yep.
So she was – So, I mean, that was just that was really a very un-Lynx-like ending to the season.
And, shocking three-game stretch.
Yes. And, you know, the prior year, you know, they ended up losing. Again, they had a lead late in that game, and we all blame the ref. Okay, that's fine. But they again had a lead late in Game 5, and it got away from them. The refs were part of it, you know, no question about it. But they did, you know, they didn't pull that one out either, because in the old – and so the Lynx are kind of stuck on four titles, you know, which is – well, what was me?
Stuck on
you know, four. The rest of the teams, since I – the rest of the teams, the rest of the men's teams, the Wild have no championships.
Nor Stars before
nor have they reached the finals. The Vikings have no championships, even though they went to one championship, the 1969 championship.
No Super Bowl.
And the Twins have two. So there's a total of three championships of our men's professional sports teams, and most of them have been here since 1960. I mean, it's just really kind of amazing. And then the Twins won too, you know. I mean, so Nafisa Collier is out, and it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks.
Months.
So, 4 to 6 months, right. So 6 months from now, today is January. That's going to put you in July.
July 2nd.
And when does their season start? Like May, I want to say? It usually starts right – because I know there's a crossover between the men's – because the season ends around October or early November. So you know, May, June, July. I mean, it's going to be deep into the season without Nafisa Collier. Plus, the Lynx have a lot of other free agents that they have to deal with. So that doesn't necessarily
– Mid-May.
Amount.
Mid-May is when the regular season starts. Yeah.
And then it runs through, like, I want to say early October, if you make it all the way to the finals, something like that. And for her point, Nafisa Collier, of course, she's got this unrivaled 3-on-3 women's league. She's going to be out for the full run of that league because that runs until, you know, until they get to like May. So further things that are a problem. And when we come back, although we've got a couple minutes left, but I did want to talk about one other thing that is an extra story that I kind of had as an aside here. There was a report that the Justice Department, the FBI, has said that they foiled. Let me get this out here. I got it on here somewhere. There we go. The U.S. Justice Department said on Friday, today, that it thwarted an alleged plan by a North Carolina man to carry out an ISIS-inspired attack using knives and hammers on New Year's Eve. Christian Sturdivant, 18, of Mint Hill, North Carolina, was charged with providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization, according to a Justice Department statement. Sturdivant obviously has not yet entered a plea on the charges. He was just arrested. FBI agents searching Sturdivant's home found a handwritten document entitled New Year's Attack 2026, which allegedly discussed plans to stab up to 20 victims and attack responding police officers, according to the statement. You know, I was listening to a podcast, I mean, just last night, about how ISIS, you know, which was really thriving in the mid-teens, 2013, 14, 15, 16, in that range, you know, 10 years ago, and then they kind of have lost a lot of the land that they had. They kind of have two things that they do. One, they want to obviously attack Jews and attack other people that they don't like. And they also want to have some land, which they've lost. They don't have nearly much power. But if you remember, wasn't that long ago that they murdered two U.S. soldiers and an interpreter? And then, of course, the two shooters at the Bondi Beach attack basically had ISIS paraphernalia and ISIS. And it had allegedly been down in the Philippines. So southern Philippines is an ISIS stronghold. So that ISIS is still there. Mm-hmm. And so good for the FBI. There's a part of me, and this would be part of my Trump derangement syndrome. I'm going to take this at face value that they did thwart it, and good for them. But to be honest with you, I can't trust a lot of things coming out of the FBI anymore. I mean, so I'm saying.
Just the idea now that of the New Year's Eve attacks. You know, we had the situation last year in New Orleans.
Yep.
That was absolutely horrific.
Yep.
We had the news a couple months ago of authorities in L.A. arresting folks that were doing a dry run of a bombing they were planning. They're out in the desert doing this dry run. And
were they ISIS too?
I don't believe they were ISIS. I'd have to look back. But, you know, it was... They had the plans all set. The authorities knew about it, went and followed them into the desert and say, hey, we see what you're doing here. And then you had huge cities across the world, around the world this year that were either canceling or majorly scaling back the plans they had because either there were active threats that they knew about or they were just concerned about threats. You know, it was Paris, it was Tokyo, it was, I can't remember a couple other of the, you know, cities that have huge things. It might not be quite New York City huge, but, you know, massive yeah. New Year's Eve spectacles that they just said, you know what? With all that's going on in the world, whether it's ISIS or somebody else that wants to, you know, commit one of these atrocities, have some sort of attack, it's just not worth it anymore.
No, but ISIS, you know, I think a lot of people misunderstand ISIS, that they think that they represent Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
They are a radical fringe of the Muslim faith, and they kill as many Muslims. And I mean, you know, they're not just killing Jews or Americans.
Anyone who doesn't agree with them.
No, and they are. In fact, they're specifically angered at the Muslims who don't view the religion the way they view it.
Mm-hmm.
They view it this radical way. There's caliphates that they have. This is an extremely fringe version of the Muslim faith, and does not at all represent the vast majority of Muslims who are very peaceful. You know, and so people just like, it's kind of like the whole Somali thing. Are a lot of Somalis committing fraud? Yes, they are.
But the vast majority are not.
Correct. And we'll talk about that a little later, where now, you know, when we have this daycare thing coming out, and so the feds say, all right, well, let's just pull funding from everybody. And, you know, that's what used to be called throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yes.
You know, go and prosecute these people, which they've done. Throw them in jail. You know, make them pay the money back. I'm all in on that. All in on that. And
yeah,
I'm not here to protect. I don't care what race you are or what nationality you are, but there is definitely an edge to it that when they're focusing on the fraud, they seem to be focusing far more on the fraud and the Somalis. I guarantee you, there's a lot of white people doing it too, and there's a lot of every people doing it,
including the woman who is the leader of Feeding Our Future.
Amy Bach.
Yeah,
yep.
She's a white woman.
She's got to get $5.2 million back,
mm-hmm.
is it? When we come back next hour, we've got a lot going on. Let me see if I can remember what it is. We're going to talk about Jack Smith right off the bat, who was put on the hot seat for about 8 hours with the Judiciary Committee. And you know what? Jack kind of knows how to handle himself. We'll talk about that when we come back here on 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.